美食关键词，我是主持人 Liz 高晴雯。美食关键词将带给你最新的餐饮趋势、名厨观点、烹饪心得，还有我们关心的各种美食大小事。本周主厨的单身单元是全新的尝试，我们要首度录制中英双语节目哦。那其实有很多外国主厨我都想访问，可是一直在思考翻译的问题该怎么解决。那这一次我终于下定决心要来尝试看看，而让我下定决心的主角就是一位外国主厨，他落脚台湾多年，娶了美丽的台湾太太，最近很活跃，因为他出了一本热门新书。让我们欢迎甜点主厨、品种牧人 Makido Hirazuka 和今天的翻译 Yolanda， 欢迎欢迎。
Hi.
Please say hi to our audience.
Yes, hello.
好，品种主厨向大家问好哦。那今天他的同事 Yolanda 也会帮我们负责翻译。那最近喜欢甜点的朋友们大概有被 Makido-san 的新书洗版哦，他的新书叫做 Akelue， 品种牧人的72道甜点工艺。我一拿到书就忍不住赞叹了，其实我现在手边就有一本，太美了，装帧和摄影完全是国外名厨食谱书的规格，怎么翻怎么美。那其中又细数了品种主厨的厨艺历程。品种主厨先前担任乐木的甜点主厨，制作出许多精美又好吃、叫好又叫座的甜点，从盘式甜点、前甜点、餐后甜点、Petit Four 到独立蛋糕都有。乐木时期的许多作品都有收录进这本书里。如果你过去是乐木的粉丝，这本书绝对要收藏；而如果你喜欢甜点或者料理，这本书更要收藏，因为里面细数了许多品种主厨创作的内心世界。那阅读这本书，你会发现品种主厨多元的背景，他在日本出生，在美国长大，在欧洲、新加坡、台湾工作。今天我们就先来细说从头，到底品种主厨是怎么被养成的呢？那所以首先第一个问题，我想请问 Makido-san， 他在日本出生，在美国长大，可不可以谈谈他的家庭背景和成长过程？什么时候开始想当一位厨师呢？
Well, about my family, I gotta say,like ordinary Japanese family, just except because of my father's business, I was moving to like US.
Oh, okay.
他就是从小就是在日本长大，但是是因为爸爸的工作关系，所以他搬到美国去。
是是，
嗯。
Well, like when I wanted to become a chef, it's like probably from very young stage, like watching my mom cooking.
Okay.
AndFrom her memory, she says I was like standing beside her and then like taking notes.
Oh, okay. 她说就是从小时候，她就是会看着妈妈煮饭。
嗯，
然后妈妈就说，就是在她的记忆中，就是她会在她的身后看着她煮饭，然后还会写笔记这样子。
为什么当时想写笔记？她写什么样的笔记
？Why you want to take notes at that moment and like what kind of notes?
Oh, it was like a.From my memory, it's like a simple dinner, just like how to make like miso soup or what was that the dinner on that day.
就是从晚餐的那个菜单开始，然后可能是味噌汤或什么之类的这样子。
他记得那大概是几岁吗？
Do you remember like how old was that?
How old were you?
That time was I was still in Japan, so probably like 6-7 years old.
Oh.
非常年轻，六七岁，非常小的时候。
真的，嗯，好，那所以一受到妈妈影响之后，那他是什么时候开始认真想要当一个专业的厨师
？Professional chef, professionally, probably around junior high. Then, so I assume like 13, 14,
十三四岁，可能国中的阶段，他就是想要成为一个专业厨师这样子。
那个时候对于自己的生涯有什么想象？他想要念厨艺学校吗？还是说想要去餐厅工作吗？
Yeah, so that time, probably like what changed me a lot from like watching the Iron Chef.
Iron Chef.
Yeah, that was big time for me.
地狱厨房是吗？
不是铁人。
铁人厨房。
对，铁人料理。
OK, 日本的。
日本，对对对。
OK.
The original, very first one.
In Japan.
Yes.
在日本看铁人，欸，它正式的名字叫铁人料理还是什么？我怎么突然想不起来名字？不，但也是我小时候会看的节目。I also watched it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I was little. 对。哦，那所以他是什么时候去念厨艺学校的？
When? So I graduate my high school in US, and then until like I really want to be a chef, I didn't know like what kind of way there is, and then find out there's a culinary school, and then that's why I went back to Japan to start learning about the like Western pastry.
所以他高中是在美国毕业，然后他就是也不确定他有什么方法可以去料理的学校，所以他后来有找到一个方法，所以他是之后才回日本去学这个部分，这样子。
为什么他是回日本学，没有想过留在美国学吗？
Well, that's like kind of well promise with my parents because they already went back to Japan first, and then the they let me stay in US by myself until I graduate. So I anyway, no choice.
OK, 所以他算是对父母的一个承诺，因为父母已经就先回日本，那他答应父母就是他高中毕业之后就要回日本，所以他就是回日本这样。
那他在研究有哪些厨艺学校可以念的时候，他是怎么发现？就是他应该是念Tsuji嘛？是Tsuji调理学校。
It's your school name.
Yes, Tsuji.
那他是怎么知道可以念这个学校？然后他当时对于厨艺学校有什么想象吗？
Because this school, there's a like, school in France as well. So the second year, you can choose to go to France. And I really, really wanted to go see the actual France.
Okay, 所以他说他选这个学校的原因是因为这学校在第二年的时候可能有一些交换学生的部分可以去法国，因为他们在法国有分校，
是，
所以他非常想去法国，那他就第二年就去了法国。
原来如此，在法国是哪一间学校？
French, it's also a school belong to the Tsuji Institute. It's called the Chateau Escoffier.
Okay. 所以是艾斯考菲学校，原来他跟朱吉是
姐妹校吗？
姐妹校还是这个可能要查一下，我觉得蛮有趣的，因为不知道是朱吉有投资还是怎么样，但是非常可以理解他做决策的过程。但我还是想了解为什么他后来不是学料理，而是学甜点，是有什么事情触发他吗？
I think the difference of the cuisine and pastry, I guess pastry was more like a 3D, which like cooking is more like on the plate itself, and then like kind of like painting, two-dimensional. But pastry, you can go stuck up, can make it high.
Okay, so 他的意思是说，就是因为甜点的话是感觉像是 3D
对
建筑那种感觉，但是料理就是有点像是平面 2D 的那种感觉。他比较喜欢就是建筑一个东西的那种感觉。对。
他是对建筑有一些兴趣吗？为什么他会很强调 3D 这个？
Yeah, seems like from when my childhood, I really like playing with Legos and those models, plastic models, like really making stuff with my hand.
他小时候就很喜欢手做一些东西，可能玩乐高啊，或者是一些模型之类的东西。对，所以他对这些非常有兴趣。
那他怎么没有想过要当一个建筑师呢？
I wish I had a second life, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
But pastry is still your favorite.
Yeah.
所以他还是最爱甜点啦。他觉得，如果有第二人生的话，当建筑师好像也不错，这样子。对。那我就说好了，你还是最爱甜点。好，那在新书的自序里面哦 ，Makito-san 是从西班牙谈起哦。那其实我很好奇他去西班牙之前学厨的经历，那可不可以请他谈一谈他在西班牙之前的生活，还有他怎么看待那个时候的自己？
Before Spain, I think, probably I work in very like old school French pastry, and even after I work in Japan, I went to work in France as well. All of the place was, classic, which means I got all the basic skills.
所以他在日本有工作过一段时间，然后在法国也有，但他都是在那种非常经典的法式甜点店上班，所以他学到非常就是基本的那种技巧，对，所以他的扎根应该是在那时候扎根的。
那当时学那些基本的技巧有什么感觉？他是觉得啊，我终于进入甜点的世界这种感觉吗？
Not really. Actually, because I was already not always curious of the like innovative cuisine scene.
对，他还是对就是那种料理的
比较创新的，
对，还是有
料理比较憧憬這樣
子。对对 对, 對，
为什么他是怎么知道当时有这种比较创新的料理，然后他为什么会向往？
The way the first well heard about like El Bulli was like in 1999.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then the I left Japan was 2005. So back then there was no so much information coming into Japan about those innovative cuisine yet.
所以他其实第一次知道 El Bulli 是在1999年的时候，那他离开日本是2005年，
是
对，在这中间其实他没有什么管道可以知道一些创新的法式料理的，
是了解。所以他1999年的时候得知 El Bulli， 可是他那时候还在日本。那他是怎么样知道 El Bulli 这间餐厅呢？
啊、no. That time was the second year of my culinary school in France.
Okay. 他是在法国知道 El Bulli 的。
So you know the El Bulli in France?
Yes, the first time I heard was in yes, in France.
那他当时就是大开眼界嘛，他知道 El Bulli 这家餐厅有什么感觉？
Actually, what I saw was the cookbook done by the Albert Adria. That time there was no El Bulli cuisine book yet. The first one came out was the Albert's dessert book.
所以一开始是他们的甜点书。对，从那个
El Bulli， 对，他的甜点当时算是甜点主厨 Albert Adria、那我可以稍微再解释一下 El Bulli， 如果有听众朋友不知道这间餐厅的话，那它其实是过去五次世界第一餐厅，然后是分子料理的圣殿、目前很多像是液态蛋急速冷冻啦，或者是把橄榄油变成像鱼子酱一样的金球，这些技术其实都是从 El Bulli 出来的。那在当时 Makito-san 1999年在法国学习的时候，其实正是 El Bulli 崛起的时候，那西班牙的厨艺其实也变得很夯，因为当时以 El Bulli 为首，分子料理厨艺开始就惊艳整个世界。那法国的经典的东西好像当时就有一点点稍微逊色了这样子，不过后来历史发展当然也现在又回头了，也没有那么的绝对了。可是在1999年20多年前的时候，西班牙跟 El Bulli 是非常大件事哦。好，那他在法国认识 El Bulli 之后，那他就想要有一天他要去 El Bulli 工作吗？
That is very first, I never thought.
一开始没有想。
为什么？
Why?
Well, at that point I was too young, and then I never thought I can able to have earned that skill to reach that point.
所以他那时候还很年轻，所以他可能觉得自己技术还没有到那个地方，可以去胜任这个工作这样子。
是哦。
对。
那所以他是1999年在法国，然后念一年就回到日本了吗？
So it's 1999 you're in France、but after one year you back to Japan?
Yes、
对，
然后在日本就开始工作了吗？
So you start working in Japan?
Yes、
当时在哪些地方工作？
So where you been working in Japan, like places?
Those like a French pastry shop in Tokyo、
东京的一些甜点店这样子。
所以当时他现在怎么看待当时的自己呢？是一个还在吸收像海绵一样吸收各种基本知识的年轻人吗？还是当时会觉得自己好像有一点不知道在干嘛？
Well, even I see myself now. Well, anyway, just kids is all same. You know, whether it can be useful or not, you have to see like at least, you know, 3 years, 4 years.
他还是要就是等三四年后你才知道自己的能力到哪里吧。对，所以他当时可能也不知道自己的。对，
那他是什么时候开始有想要去海外工作的念头？
Like what's your first thing? Like I have to go overseas and work.
Sorry.
When do you feel? Yeah. When do you have this idea that oh I have to go to Spain and learn something?
Oh, not Spain, but overseas from
overseas,
beginning. From
yeah,
beginning.
Yes.
Like, after I finished my study and then started working as a professional, yes, I was looking my future, go work overseas.
所以从一开始进入职场，他就想要出国工作。
是是。
And like France as the first step.
法国是他的第一步。
所以回到日本工作一段时间后，他又到法国去工作，这样子。
So yeah, while you that you work in Japan for a while, and then you back to France to work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 对。
那当时他怎么找到在法国的工作机会
？So back then, the those like a visa issue working in like France was getting harder. So quite a lot of like other Japanese working in France already have like a visa or even a student visa. I had no information about that, so I was there just as like a tourist.
哦、oh, ，所以他一开始是用旅游签证，但是他说在法国那时候工作的日本人就已经有一些工作签证或者是学生签证，但他什么都不知道，所以他只有旅游签证。
好像蛮多人是这样子，就是从旅游签证开始，然后先在那边先找一个地方待下来再说，这样。
Yeah.
那他在法国待了几年呢
？How many years in France?
One year. I mean, professionally work was one year.
一年。
嗯，然后。中间是怎么样？他就直接后来就直接去了西班牙吗？还是有再回到日本吗
？So in between France to Spain, you back to Japan or you just
no,
directly?
Oh yes, I went back to Japan to get student visa to go to Spain.
Oh,
so that was very short time maybe to apply for it. So there was like 3 months.
哦，他只回日本三个月去拿。西班牙的学
生
签证，
他是学生签证，不是工作签证，所以他一开始都不是拿工作签。但是学生签证的话，是当时已经找到西班牙的工作了吗？还是先去再说
？Yes, so when I was in France, I met Paco's book, which probably we're gonna talk later. It's like one of my mentor, and then he also belonged to this like worldwide pastry association.So through the shop chef I was working in France, I asked him to, if possible, to write me a letter introduction, and then I went to go see him.
Oh, okay. So he is saying his mentor, Paco. 对，他说他因为算是世界糕点协会的一员嘛，那他在法国的时候，他就请那个他们的那个店家的老板，可能就是帮他写一封推荐信，这样子
联络 Paco 这样子。然后 Paco 就算是就接受他入门这样子。
对，
其实这段故事大家也可以在品种主厨的新书啊 Kelue 这个72道甜点工艺里面看到、哦、那他一开始就有写到他邂逅了这个 Paco Torre Blanca、
嗯、Torre Blanca
Torre Blanca 这位甜点名厨 的甜点书、哦、他当年在法国邂逅了，然后就非常向往，然后就后来透过关系、哦、请联络到了 Paco 主厨，然后他就到了西班牙去、哦、那西班牙对他来说是一段很重要的日子嘛，那他在书中里面是提到了三位对他影响很大的恩师、哦、包括、Paco Torre Blanca 还有 Albert Adria 还有 Jordi Roca、那他是不是可以谈一谈这三位老师对他最大的影响分别是什么
Can you just tell us like the, their biggest influence to you?
Okay, these three chefs are all different. Well, Paco, he is like a true artist, I think.
Paco 是真正的艺术家
From his hand, he can create, well, not only the decoration, but the beautiful cakes and even like sculptures.
他还可以雕塑东西。
哦、oh, ，
对，他不是只有可以装饰或者是做一些蛋糕，他还可以雕塑一些东西。
就真的像盖建筑一样，他很向往的那种。
So、it's like what you want, right? Like build up the layout.、
Yes. So he was already, now he's 60 plus, and that was...10 years ago, so maybe he was late, like 50-something, but he was very energetic of creativity.
他那时候才就是差不多已经50多岁了，对，他非常的有创意啊，创新这样子，
还是很有活力这样子。
Well, and then, after that, I went to El Bulli, and then the El Bulli's, Albert, that time dessert, he was doing the realistic dessert,like visually, like mimicking the season or anything.
OK， so 他的意思是说他到 El Bulli 的时候，他就是那时候他们做出一些比较现实比较现实、
嗯、比较
符合实际的对、嗯、视觉上比较实际的东西、
嗯、
对、
嗯嗯嗯、然后他会强调季节啊或是拟真的水果啊等等的、嗯、
就像现在 Chef 在做的东西、
嗯嗯、
I probably like a good example is like leaves and those like something natural、
嗯、比较自然的东西或者是叶子那种就是把它做的非常像真的这样
是是是
OK and Jordi
and Jordi isHis creativities, well, the what's concept come from like something emotional.
Emotional?
Mm. So it's like feeling or memory or like smell.
Okay, so Jordi 他的那个是从他的一些感官来做的，可能他的情绪啊，或者是他的一些闻到的味道啊，或者他的记忆啊，去做发想这样子，他的创新是这样子来的。
哦，所以这样听起来还蛮像Makito桑就分别从三位老师就截取了他们擅长的东西，
然后把它组合在
他现在自己的甜点的风格。那我其实还是想要请他聊一下，在西班牙生活期间哦，在这三间知名甜点店和餐厅工作的情况、哦、那他从法国到了西班牙，他就进去了 Paco 老师的店嘛、
嗯、
当时觉得很震撼吗？
Well, of course,、oh. all of everything. It's totally different from the like pastry shops I work. Very, what kind of, close to like factory?、Uh-huh. Like a size of the pastry shop was like really factory size.
所以他说跟他之前、嗯、他的情绪是非常的复杂的、嗯、就是对他就是跟他之前所有工作过的店是完全不一样、嗯、他的但那个店的尺寸大概就像是一个工厂、
嗯、是是是
And in this factory he had like a small atelier only for himself and then over there he was doing the more like innovative thing creation、
哦、所以他就是他有自己的小小的工作间
是
就是给他自己的去创作一些他的想就是新的东西
比较有创意的创新的东西、嗯嗯、那他在当时是就有跟着 Paco 主厨在那个工作室里面一起研发吗还是他其实是一开始也是有加入工厂班的生产线
So like little by little, like depends on like, not depends, like after you get like some confident, I ask him to whether I can work side by side with you and yeah, well, and then my language, of course, you know, Spanish wasn't fluent, so it took time go actually talk to him.
Okay, so 他一开始西班牙文是没有办法，因为他完全不会
对
那他是一点一点累积然后把自己的勇气提升到一定的程度之后他才敢跟他开口说那我可以跟在你旁边一起工作嘛、
嗯、
这样子、
嗯、
对对对
所以他现在还记得西班牙文怎么讲吗
哦他很会
很会
You speak Spanish,、Spanish very fluent right
Now yes、oh. I live over 6 years so
非常非常的流利对现在还是、嗯
那在Paco 主厨那边工作，有没有什么让他印象很深刻的事情
？Like what memory in the Paco their chef restaurant or shop、
mm-hmm.
you feel like the most?
The most memorable is the Sunday was the off day of the other workers, and then he called us like student. There was like an intern.Like, well, couple, it depends on the season, but interns only run the shop on Sunday. So that is the day, like, really we can, like, talk, like, directly with Paco, and, like, he teaches the, like, techniques.
So Sunday is
every
close.
Sunday was, the, like, our time together, spend time together and ask him anything.
Oh, so 星期天店是休息的。那只有那一天就是像实习生之类的才有办法近距离的接触到 Paco 主厨
是
然后他会教他们一些就是东西这样子
所以就是他每个星期天
都
很
开心
他都
很期待
对就可以接受 Paco 主厨贴身指导
对
那他 记得他刚去 Paco 主厨店里面，他最震撼他学到的一个技术是什么，跟之前的工作经验都不一样的那个技术是什么？
What's the most different like technique you learn in Paco Chef's shop? The first
First thing I learned.
No,
the first thing or the most important one you think?
Most different one.
Most different. I say, well, because until I met Paco, well, which makes like 6-7 years, oh, not including a student, I'm just working as like a classic French pastry. And then when I met him, and then, okay,say like I'm a keto, you do whatever you want, you do like a sugar sculpture or anything, but he saw my work and says like your head is too hard.
对，他说在就是在他遇到 Paco 主厨之前，他有在别的地方工作大概6-7年，对，然后他说他第一次见到他的时候，他就跟他讲说你做你自己想就是想要做什么拉糖啊或什么，但是他看到他的作品之后，他就说哦，你的头脑太僵硬，
太
坚
硬，太古板了，
对，
嗯。So what he was show me is like, you know, like free myself.Like from like my old,
像是放飞自我的部分，对。
那他当时有觉得很困惑吗？到底什么就是放飞自我啊？我是怎样的？很脑袋僵硬。
Confused? No, because through watching his work, yes, I could tell what I do is totally classic. And then I just wanted to be like him, but I just don't know the way be like him.
所以他不会觉得很困惑，因为他说他看到 Paco 主厨的作品，他觉得就是跟他就是因为他自己学的东西是非常经典的，所以他很想学他，
是，
可是他不知道要怎么办。 对
那
If I can work side by side with him now, probably I can learn much more. I just wasn't that ready enough to learn what he really wanted to tell.
他当时还是没有办法太了解他到底要他做的是什么，因为他脑子就是都是学经典的东西嘛，对。
所以现在
他
如果再跟 Paco 主厨一起工作，他觉得他可以学到更多，他更知道怎么吸收。
对。
那当时他是看到 Paco 主厨什么作品，然后意识到说啊，真的我做的东西很经典，比较古板。
Okay, so which product you saw him like his product?、Mm-hmm.You feel like, oh, really, my head is too hard. Or
product.
Like what work from Paco,
work
Chef Paco, that made you realize, oh, yeah, what I have done was...
Probably the, like, choosing the ingredient from like that. Well, he even used those like seaweed...or as a pastry. So that time when I saw that was, I feel a little disgusted, but you know, now I can understand.
哦，他说他从选材料开始，他就会觉得，哦，好像有点不太一样，因为他会用海带入菜，可是他当下觉得，怎么这么恶心？
对。
但后来他其实自己也有用海带入菜，
是是是是，对，就现在就可以理解了，
这样。对对对，
当时就有点震惊。
他就会觉得，怎么会这样？
那技巧上有什么启发吗
？Like he inspired like your technical part.
So technique wise,
technique wise, well, he's also trained in France very long time. So technique is totally same. I mean, he's the top level of the pastry, but the choice of this ingredient combination and the visual.Of how he decorate is very, I cannot how to explain the word, like, beside the word beautiful, but it's totally different from like what do you still see in like a French pastry now.
他说因为他那个 Paco 主厨之前也在法国学艺蛮久的，所以他们两个的技巧面应该是差不多的，但就是从他的选材啊，或者是装饰啊，或者是视觉上的东西，他就是非常高阶层级的，这样。 对, 對, 對，
他觉得很美，这样。
他只有美这个字可以形容，没有别的，
没有别的，而且他以前也没看过这么美丽的东西，这样子。那他在 Paco 主厨身边工作了多久？
How long you been working with Chef Paco?
A year and a half.
一年半、嗯、
那是什么样子的机缘让他可以去 El Bulli 工作
Like what like make you to El Bulli like work in El Bulli
It's because of Paco I because I participated a competition in Spain and then well fortunately I won when I was working at Paco's place
OK 所以他是也是透过 Paco 主厨才去了 El Bulli 那他是有参加在法、西班牙的一个比赛那他说很幸运的他赢了对
So that time I thought OK maybe I can ask something to Paco and then the, well I said Well, because, of course, El Bulli is somewhere very difficult to go in. Every year, like, 5,000, like, chefs asking for the place.
嗯，他说就是他赢了比赛之后，可能有自己有一点点信心，想说，哦，我可以跟我的主厨要一些什么奖赏之类的。对，然后他说，因为 El Bulli 也是一个非常难进的餐厅，他一年大概会有5,000份的履历寄到他们那边。对，嗯。
So, well, like Sunday, Sunday is the, or like a student day. So I went to him when he was like working in office. Says, I have something I want to talk with you. And then I said, yeah, I'd like to go to El Bulli. Directly, I just told him that.
他选了星期天这个非常好的日子，就是学生日这样。他就是趁师傅在，就是在主厨在办公室工作的时候，他就直接走进去问他说，我想要去El Bulli工作。
那当时 Paco 主厨有什么反应？
What his reaction?
He got just like a little pause, like maybe like 2 seconds, like thinking like, oh. yeah, but right after he said, yes, definitely.
Right after.
Right after.
大概停留了两秒，思考了两秒，就决定就哦，可以，可以，可以。
So, well, I think timing is very good important.
那他就帮Makito 上写信吗
So he write a comment letter for you Like recommend
He just directly call
打个电话就好了各位
直接打电话
对连写信都不用了那他是过了多久就去了El Bulli呢
So like the until the So I work with Paco until the next season start So I don't know Maybe I ask him like around like May or June And then theNext season start was the March, so.
Oh.
所以他就是等到下一
季。下一季开始前。所以其实也又待了蛮久。
待半年。
对，半年。然后就是非常的尽忠职守，做完才过去的。好。那他到了El Bulli之后，终于到了他心心念念非常向往的这个圣殿哦。他真的踏进去的时候，心里是什么感觉？
Oh, totally scared.
很害怕，
很惊恐吗？
Yeah, because I never worked in a restaurant. And then the first restaurant to work was El Bulli.
他从来没有在餐厅工作，第一个餐厅就是El Bulli。
哦，那真的是很大条，
非常震撼。嗯，
那一开始有跟不上吗？
Well, I did. Everybody just had to, like, no choice.
就不管怎么样追赶都要就是跟上别人的脚步这样。
Doesn't matter you are good or bad, but everybody's just running there.
还是大家就在里面就是厨房里面奔跑，因为可能真的非常的紧凑。
就不管你能力行不行啦，反正跟上就是。
对对对。
那他认为在餐厅工作跟在甜点店工作有什么不一样？
Of course, restaurant, there is a time you know that, you know, the guests are coming in. And so everything must be prepared by the time. And then the El Bulli schedule is like really, each person have like a specific different schedule, like by the minute.
By minute. 他说就是餐厅的话就是因为他们的用餐时间是就固定的
固定、
然后你知道客人什么时候会来
是
那就是在那之前就是要把所有的准备工作做好但 El Bulli 他们就是给每个人都有不同的指定的工作然后是分钟
按照分钟
对
指示的
不是照小时
真的那当时他负责什么工作
What you like do at that time like what you
what was your task what did you do at that time
ohEl Bulli's work was like totally like separated. Even like some item we make for the savory, we make at the pastry. So it's really hard to see the whole dish.
所以他的那个分的蛮细的，就是非常小的细节，就是一个人负责一个小，所以他没有办法知道就是他到底这个东西是做给谁的，
所以一道菜他可能只负责一小部分，對，所以他很难知道这整道菜是怎么
长什么样子或者是怎么做的这样。
但当时他做的东西也有用在料理上面吗？
对，他说就是有些西餐的会就是由甜点这边制作这样子。嗯
嗯嗯。So like one season, the season start from the old menu from the last year, previous year. So including that in 6 months, probably there's like 100 dishes going in. I mean.Changing in yeah one season.
Oh, so 一季他换大概100道菜，
一百道菜真的。那、wow. 当时他们是怎么样去做这些新的菜？因为真的很复杂，很多东西。他当时有没有什么方法去跟上这个工作节奏
？So like they renew very fast.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So how、
But、this 100 dishes is you know including pastry and then yeah everything.
Mm. So how you make yourself to follow their tempo?
Ooh, tempo, that was, you just have to bring yourself to that point. No choice, like, you know, like suddenly, yeah, pastry shop are more like, well, slow and long hours. But El Budi was not short, or maybe 10, 12 hours, but totally like nonstop.
哦、所以他说甜点店的就是比较步调是比较慢，然后但是他工时是比较长，但 El Bulli 他算也是10到12个小时，但是他是分秒必争的那种非常紧凑、
哦、
对。
那他当时有跟 Albert Adria 一起工作吗？贴身在他旁边工作、
oh, No, his style is totally different. He work、by himself.
哦，他自己工作、就是
oh, 他不跟大家一起工作
、
oh.
Mm-hmm. So he do his own creation, teach, and then after the like he finished all the creation for the season, he's out from the restaurant.
哦、欸，oh, 我是这样子，他是就是自己做自己的创作，然后把东西交下去之后，然后就不在厨房了。
哎、欸，是哦，那现场执行的人有另外一个甜点主厨会在现场监督。
So, at the restaurant, there's another、mm-hmm. like pastry chef work there.、
Oh.So the El Bulli, they have three head chefs.
Oh, 三个主厨.
And then they are now work for the restaurant in Barcelona. They opened a restaurant called Disfrutar.
Disfrutar.
Yes.
Oh.
And then another one is called Compartir.
哦、oh, ，是
他们自己出来开店了。
对，嗯，所以就是当时现场的三个主厨现在就自己
都在巴塞隆纳。
所以当时就是他其实是跟这三个主厨一起工作。
So you work with like three of them.
So one of the head chef was the
pastry.
Responsible of the pastry.
Pastry. What's his name?
Mateo.
Mateo. Okay, okay, okay. I think I kind of saw him.
He is, he's more in charge of another restaurant called Comparti. That's more like in like a seaside. And this Disfrutar is by the Orior and Chatruk.
好，他总之刚刚 Makito-san 有解释一下，当年在 El Bulli 其实现场是三位主厨，那他们现在就出来开店了。那 Disfrutar 其实现在国际上也很有名哦，那先前也有在世界五十家餐厅上面曝光。那他三位主厨里面其实有一位是负责甜点的，Makito-san 是跟他一起工作。那这甜点主厨现在也主要是负责另外一间餐厅哦。好，那所以他在现场。也没有见过那个 Ferran Adria 吗？ Ferran Adria 在现场有见过。
At the restaurant, do you saw the chef
Ferran?
Ferran? Oh yes, every day.、Mm-hmm.
每天还是
会。所以 Ferran 是在现场，但是 Albert 就是做完甜点的研发就不会进现场了。
Yes, Ferran was Albert was like that, but Ferran is like he stay like all day in the kitchen and then they give a direction to this other head chefs to like he's like a total director of the El Bulli. So he wanted to this new idea what to make a dish and do a testing.
Oh, so he has just 另外一个主厨他还是会留在现场然后就是给另外三位主厨去做指导然后会做一些试菜之类的动作这样子。
了解了解。那他有跟 Albert Adria 亲自交流过吗
So I saw him, but just learned from like by watching his creation. And then, of course, after he created, it's us who's making for the guests. So that's how I learned. That's his style.
所以他有看着他做去学，
对。
但是因为他创新的东西之后还是会由他们去做，所以他就是还是从那边有学到一些他的技巧。
对，嗯嗯嗯。那他会怎么总结在 El Bulli 工作的这一段经验呢？对他来说学到什么？
El Bulli is like really one and only, but the curious is I never try any of the dessert. because it's very, very strict.
他说就是 El Bulli 算是蛮独一无二的餐厅，可是他从来没有吃过里面的甜点。
是高层禁止他们去试吃吗？
They don't let you try?
No, nobody. Nobody will able to try any of the dish.
为什么？
Why?
Why?Because strictly ruled, well, there's a strict rule in the kitchen, and then if someone started to breaking this, that kitchen won't work.
他说就是有一个非常就是专制的条款，就是没有办法让大家试吃。
那这个是为了工作的节奏，还是为了怕食谱被传出去之类的？
It's because of like the tempo of the working style, or
yes, it's very fast.Imagine you have to
stop and
create
eat.
Like 30 to 50 dish every night.
对啊，他们因为他们每天的那个菜量有点太大了，像如果有人停下来吃东西，可能就会没有办法工作。对，
原来如此。
So even the time the chefs coming into the kitchen is also controlled.
所以连进厨房的时间都要被限制。
是哦。
It's not like depends on your work, you can come in early or stay late, no.
对，不是你想怎么样就怎么样，它是有非常专制的。
真的，那一旦有人没有跟上的话，会发生什么事
？Like what happened if anybody like didn't follow up the tempo?
Tempo?
Like if
they didn't follow the rule?
A rule? Well, I think just kicked out. Huh?
Okay,
直接被踢掉
easily. Well, but you know, of course, all the people are what.Got the recommendation from the chefs from all over the world, like Alenia or the French Laundry, Robuchon, everywhere in the world. So if you do such thing, of course, it will get reported.
对啦，因为应该是大家挤破头想去的，所以大家都是拿着推荐信去的，
都是从其他厉害的餐厅过去
的，对，所以没有人敢
对。
就是犯规或什么
的，对对对，而且恐怕也会传回原本的老板那边。那刚刚讲那些餐厅 Alenia French Laundry 都是也是非常厉害的餐厅哦。那过去实习其实他们可能还是要回去美国工作嘛，那在那边表现不好也是不 OK 的。
对，
好，那他后来又去了Can Roca 那是什么样的机缘可以去 Roca 呢？
Well, that time in Spain, the two famous pastry chefs in a restaurant, like who wanted to learn, is just Albert and Jordi.
就是他们两位，就是 Chef Albert 跟 Chef Jordi. 是在西班牙当时是最厉害，大家想学的那个餐厅的
是
这样。
那他想从 El Bulli 去Roca， 是因为他觉得在 El Bulli 学的差不多了吗？还是？
Oh, not leave. Of course, El Bulli is open for 6 months.
他们只开半年一年。
So even the full-time workers, I was there just for as an intern.
他只是算实习生。
三个月嘛 ,3 months?
六个月。
6 months, yes. So the 6 months...
So even the full-time worker, after the 6 months season's done, they have to look for another job.
他们就是一年只开半年。
对，
所以他就是就算是正职的人，他也是那半年后他也是要去找别人工作。对对对，
所以他就是等于
利用了那半年。
半年，每一个在 El Bulli 工作的人其实都不会被续聘，是不是
？To no
the no
workers？ No, I don't think so.
所以都算是约聘的，就是半年，
半
年
就是这个餐期做完就结束了。
对
，Because I heard the from the like restaurant itself never made money.
El Bulli 从来没有赚钱。
是
I remember the menu price was like around 300 euro when I was there.
300 euro.
So to like that much workers and then the the ingredient fee doesn't, I don't think it will pay with just like €300.
就是收支其实是没有，就是没有在赚钱的。
对
对，因为是可能人也多吧，就是对啊。
那所以他当时有请Al Bulli 的，比如说 Albert 或是哪一个主厨推荐他去 Roca 吗
？Like any chef that who recommend you to Roca, or you just?
Oh yes, like my well like friend, like Japanese friend, she's still in Spain. Get married with a Spanish guy. So well, she was the chef like working for the Carmelus Cajera.
哦，他有一个日本的朋友在西班牙工作，然后现在嫁给西班牙人，然后就是他现在在那个餐厅，他刚刚说的。
Well, anyway, the she used to be the three star chef,
female chef.
Yes. So, well, anyway, why ask? Oh, like, where do you recommend if I go want to study more for the pastry? And then, yeah, beside Al Bulli was the Roca.
所以他就推荐他去了 Roca.
那进去 Roca 又有什么感觉？和前面有什么不一样
？Like what different feel that you went into Roca?
Oh, Roca was more family,
family
比较友善、家庭化那种感觉。
Very yeah, like Spanish heartwarming, and then the Mama Roca is like always there.
他说就是像就是比较热情的西班牙人那种，然后因为他妈妈 Roca 妈妈通常都会在那边。
那在那边他就可以跟那个 Jordi Roca 肩并肩工作吗
So this time you work side by side with Jordi?
Yes,
Jordi?
Well, after like, well, I started as an intern and then the, well, that time I also will show everything what I can do to get the, well, the full-time worker position.
哦，所以他一开始也只是实习生，对，然后他是就是非常卯足全力的，就是给 chef 看到他就是可以做什么，然后去得到这个正职的工作。对。
那他会怎么形容Roca 的工作环境跟在那边的甜点的风格
？How you describe the working environment in Roca and the
还有甜点的风格
？Oh, the style of the pastry.
Oh, Roca. Roca did quite a lot of menu. I mean, when I started there, there was like three different menus. So the dishes we have to take care of the dessert was quite a lot.
他说到他在那边工作的时候就有三套菜单，对，所以他们要负责的甜点其实是蛮多种的。
So each menu have like two or three different desserts. So yeah, like 10 different desserts plus miniardies and like a small snacks. There was a lot of work.
他说大概有十道甜点，然后还有茶点啊，然后小点啊，对，所以蛮多工作要做的。
是是，那他当时负责什么工作呢
？What do you respond to? Like
what did you do in Roca?
Oh, so after that, like, I got a full time job, I was well like sous chef there.So basically, any kind of Spain, a restaurant in Spain, the Michelin restaurant, are run by like those interns. So the sous chef, the person, the head of the position, is have to finish the work using those interns with like less knowledge.
Oh, 所以他说西班牙很多餐厅都是用实习生。然后他知。拿到正职工作之后他就已经是一个副主厨了
是
对然后他就是必须要在那个职位然后他把他的下面的实习生就是都统筹起来
是
对 对
是
and especially not really all the what not all like most of the interns aren't like pastry they're like chefs like cook、
oh,
line cooks
哦所以他的很多实习生都不是做甜
点
的他都是算西餐那边
料理的厨师
所以他们对甜点的技术或者是知识其实都蛮少的
哦、
So from there like to do miniardies like have to teach how to do the like tempering the chocolates
、哦、他从调温巧克力开始教、
哦、
like blow the sugars
吹糖怎么吹就是要算是带着他们一步一步的这样
了解了解那他当时有机会跟着 Jordi 主厨一起做研发吗
Do you do the creation with Chef Jordi at that time?
Not really, not really.、Mm-hmm.
也还是没有机会。对。
那 那他怎么会怎么形容 Jordi 主厨的甜点风格？
I don't know where his inspiration come from. Like, he's really, what, kind of Willy Wonka person.
他有点像威利旺卡，
就巧克力工厂。
对，他说他不知道他的灵感到底都是从哪些地方来的。嗯、
他认为 Jordi 主厨的灵感比 Paco 主厨还要丰富吗
？So you think like Chef Jordi's inspiration is more like full from Chef Paco？
嗯 ，Sorry，
more like，
you think Jordi's Jordi is more creative than Paco or？
Creative, different type of, Jordi, he was, we are same age, so he actually never did like a professional, training.
Never?
Not really. Like go work with other pastry chef, no. So just like a family asked him to join the business, and then that's how he...Because chef is the Joan and the sommelier service, head of the service was the Giuseppe.
My brother.
Yeah, so just missing was a pastry. So he said, hey, you become pastry chef.
哦，所以 Jordi 主厨其实是没有受过太正式的专业训练，或者是他没有跟着其他的主厨，他就是家里就是事业就是这样，然后他就说，哦，那就是主厨是哥哥，那侍酒师也是哥哥，那就缺一个甜点，那就你来吧。
了解。
So,Maybe that is also, I mean, helping him that, you know, no, there's, his head is totally blank. So, well, no, like no boundary as a, this inspiration of pastry.
所以他是没有负担的，他算是一张白纸。对，所以在对他的创作灵感上面是非常有帮助的，因为他可以去天马行空的想象他任何想做的事情。
了解。那他在 Roca 期间，他认为他学到最宝贵的经验是什么？
Talk about like one episode about with Jordi, like one day I was just like straining the black olive.
他有一天就是在过滤那个黑橄榄。
And then this like very very like black oil came out from this olive, and then like Jordi passed by, and then he just tasted it.And then he got like inspiration.
Oh, so he said, 就是那个黑橄榄的油就是很黑，然后他就是在榨汁，算榨油的过程。然后 Jordi 主厨就经过，然后他只是尝了一口，他就有灵感。
So when he tasted it, says like, "Oh, this is totally like it tastes like a vanilla." And then he asked those like perfume specialist, and then he got the research of like the vanilla have like a caramel, olive, licorice, like dark sugar, those like smell, what it called, structure.
他说就是他吃了一口之后说，哦，这个有香草的味道，然后他就问了一个香水，专业的香水师，然后他就发现就是有那个香草啊，或者是黑糖啊，或者焦糖。然后这些就是比较基本的这些的味道的组成这样子。
And so that we discuss and say, hey, Makito, then this, I want to use caramel. What do you think is good? And like we talk and then created this dessert called just vanilla. But it's all the components are like based on what I said. This caramel, licorice, black olive, cacao, yeah, like 5-6 different ingredients.
对，他们两个就是讨论，就是他说他想要做一款就是甜点，那他们俩就讨论了之后，就用了就是甘草啊、香草，然后黑橄榄跟焦糖去做出了这个新的那个甜点，就叫 vanilla。
对，所以他们发现 vanilla 香草本身是有这些味道，焦糖啊、
组成
橄榄啊、甘草啊等等的，那他们就用这些元素做了一道名叫香草的甜点哦。那其实这个方法是不是也影响到他现在
？Yes, also.
对，有影响到他后来研发的过程。
There's so much I learned from these a lot of chefs, well, this mentor. So yeah, definitely one.
是。那他其实在Roca 待了差不多三年嘛，对不对？
You stay in Roca for almost 3 years.
3.5 years around
三年半，
对，那其实是蛮长的一段时间。那 他会认为在 Roca 这段时间算是他在西班牙的打下的一个基础吗？
So you think that the period you work in Roca is the base you were you in Spain?
Base
算基础算
like, kind of your
foundation
like golden memory
golden memory 、
mm.Because until I joined Roca as the actual worker, like nearly like little over 2 years, I had no income. I was just doing the internship. So, and finally I got a job there. So yeah, there was no happiness more than that.
So 2 year intern.
Yes.
Oh, 他在 Roca 当了两年的实习生。
So 2 year means like including Paco, El Bulli, and then the short period in Roca as an intern.
哦，所以不是 Roca 两年实习，他是
前面的
总结都是实习生，然后是没有薪水的。
对。
然后后来在 Roca
拿到正职，
对，领到
薪
水，
嗯，
非常的开心。
是，可是他后来就回到亚洲了，是因为311大地震的关系。
Because of the March 11, the earthquake,、
mm-hmm.
so brought you back to Asia, right?
Yes.
那当时他回到亚洲的第一份工作，他其实选择新加坡。
嗯，
我很好奇，他没有考虑回到日本吗？
Well, because I didn't have so much of the connection of the chefs in Japan. Working in Spain. I didn't have so much interaction with the Japanese chefs. So, yeah, there was no choice, choice to like go in Japan.
好，他在西班牙工作的时候，他其实跟日本这边是没有太多的连结的，
是，
或是他有认识的人这样，所以他没有办法选择回去日本工作。
所以即便他想待在家人身边，但是他后来因为现实上考量，他还是因为工作上面的机会，他还是去了新加坡。那当时是 有什么样的人把他介绍到新加坡吗？
So anybody like who introduced you to work in Singapore?
Oh, well, it's like through like my the food critic I met at Roca. Actually, this person recommended me good to go to another gave me a contact of other person of the restaurant in Singapore.But, anyway, somehow I ended up working with Andre.
Okay, so he was in Spain to meet a food critic. Okay, so he was introduced to him to Singapore to work at a restaurant. But
finally,
he
was with Andre
to
work. Can we talk about his Singapore experience?
Singapore, that time was like a very growing moment of the like gastronomy.
Oh, 就是那时候分子料理在新加坡算是一个崛起的时刻。
是，应该算是说当时是新加坡餐饮业还有美食是在崛起的过程中。
Yeah, like a very first age of 50 was held in Singapore that time. And well, Michelin wasn't, haven't came yet, but people was talking about Michelin will come very soon like that.
所以那时候第一年的亚洲五十大是在新加坡举行的嘛，但是米其林那时候还没有在新加坡有评星，对，
所以那是2013年 2013?
嗯哼
OK
2013年的时候、
So the well all the ingredients is you can because since like Singapore is like in the middle you can get the fruit from like Europe or Australia so you can get anything you want basically
他说因为新加坡就在 很多国家的中间所以他们可以得到就是很多其他国家来的食材你可以从澳洲来或者是从各个其他国家来都可以这样
那那个时候他觉得自己已经是独当一面的甜点主厨了吗
So you think yourself at that time it's an independent pastry chef?
Like you can create your own cuisine your own
You want to talk that? Because I say no. totally, fully control.
okay. 所以在当时他其实还是等于是要依照主厨的指示啦就是没办法真的做他
自己想做
的
东西。
好的。那在新加坡工作了多久?
2 years.
两年。
那他后来又来到台湾，对不对？嗯，其实他好像是某一次旅行到台湾而跟台湾结缘的。嗯，你会谈一谈那一次台湾的旅行？
Ended up Lumu is a, well, anyway, I think the how you like, especially me, how it ended up like working there is always like a connection with the people.
嗯，他还是就是透过人与人的连接去。
当然，
对对对。
那他当时是怎么样来到台？为什么会是台湾呢
？Yeah, why Taiwan?
Oh, yes. Actually, so before I moved to Taiwan, I had a choice whether go to Dubai. Or Taiwan.
他就有选，他在来台湾之前有两个选择，要么就是台湾，要么就是杜拜。
对，嗯。
But Dubai was like, what kind of like more like over exaggerated version of like Singapore? Like I say, like super unnatural.
嗯，很不自然的一个国家。
他认为是就是像新加坡那样，但是比新加坡还要更夸张的地方。
So, like first time I came to Taiwan was also I think 2013, and then that time was Kaohsiung. 嗯
嗯，然后他第一次来台湾是2013年，然后是先去高雄。对。
And then the well, I walked the like night market, and then like I found like a small alley. It says kind of like KTV, small KTV where maybe like a mama-san is, and it says Ginza.
他说他走在高雄的夜市，然后看到有个小巷子里面有那种就是当地的那种 小的那种 KTV，
卡拉OK
会有那个妈妈桑的那种，对，然后上面写银座。
And then I really like those kind of feeling. Well, in Japan there was a well era called Showa. Now is the well after the it depends the after the emperor dies the this name of the era change.Now in Japan, it's called Leiwa. Yeah, but you know, this, I really like this Showa feeling that is like, I don't know, I don't know actually from 19 in something.
The 80s.
But yeah, I think 1920s to 1980s, that era is called Showa.
Showa.
嗯，昭和时代，他很喜欢昭和时代的氛围。
嗯，所以他说他在台湾，就是高雄有发现到那个氛围，他非常的喜欢那种。
So Taiwan is like nicely preserved of this good old memory of Japan.
嗯，就是日治时代的那些，他就是台湾有保留下来。
真的吗？那他已经在台湾生活几年了，他觉得他还是这样认为吗
？So after these years, you stay in Taiwan, you still feel that like the first feel
like you think Taiwan preserved the old Japan?
Oh, yes. Because. It's my childhood memory is really from my grandma's hometown, and which is like washed away by that tsunami of this March 11.
嗯，他说他就是从小的记忆就是跟着那个祖母的那个家乡嘛，但是因为那个家乡现在就是被海啸吹走了。
嗯，是，好。好，在这边我们要休息一下哦。终于我们要聊到台湾了。那今天这一集前面聊到Chef Makito 很精彩的休业的历程，那这个履历真的是不得了哦。除了跟很知名的甜点主厨 Paco Torre Blanca 一起，然后又在两间世界第一餐厅 El Bulli 跟Roca 工作过。那下一集我们就会开始聊他在台湾以及他在乐木工作的经验，还有更多他关于创作的想法哦。请大家继续锁定。好，也谢谢大家今天收听我们的节目，如果喜欢美食关键词，欢迎订阅追踪并分享给亲朋好友，也欢迎留言给我们，更欢迎给我们五颗星哦，也请多多支持我们的网站 Taste 美食家和我的个人平台美食家的自学之路，我们就下周继续听 Makito-san 分享咯，拜拜。